Yo, it's your two brethren, Lizzie and Ilaria.
And welcome to episode 57 here at No Ideas.
Yes, vibes, guys.
What do you mean?
Brethren.
It's been a minute still.
Honestly, happy new year, guys.
Big happy new year, guys. It's been a minute since we recorded.
Oh, it's been a hot minute, man.
Your big sis got COVID.
Yeah, man. Ilaria done did the thing.
Yeah, and it really got me. We're going to get into that. But we're back and it feels good and it feels weird.
Very weird. I'm kind of like, I don't really know what I'm saying, but we're still here. We're baking bread.
That's better than me. I don't know who I am. No. You know what I mean?
I don't even know who she is today. What is going on? Brethren, okay, guys, this is how we do it here. If you're first time here, first of all, I'm going to need you to subscribe to the socials. No Ideas, Just Vibes. Make sure you follow us. This is where we keep the bread baking.
This is where it happens.
Honest to God, man. But week in, week out, we are going to talk about how we got through the week, and in this particular episode, how we got through the end of 2021.
Yeah, man. Big things happened.
Big things. Ooh.
And then we roll into our main topic, which today is in line with the new year. And we're just going to discuss how we're setting ourselves up for the new year.
Yes.
What does that mean to us? What is that going to bring?
Oh.
And all of them things there.
And all in between. Let's fucking get some breaks.
And I'm going to reset things a little bit this new year.
Okay, then.
We're always talking about bread. Most of you don't understand why.
No idea.
90% of me and Lizzie don't know why either. But one day when we started this podcast over a year ago, we just loved the idea of bread.
Yes.
It's versatile. Mm-hmm. We just marketed this as the bakery. So all I'm going to say is it makes no sense. Mm-hmm. But get on board. Honest, or get gone.
That's it. Get gone. I'm sorry. If you like it or you don't, the bread affy big.
In it.
Okay. And that's that. Briddy, I'm sailing to you first. Tell me, how did you get through the last week?
The last couple weeks.
The last couple weeks. Come on, give me the whole thing.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny because we haven't recorded in 2 weeks because your big sis got COVID, as I said. And I can't even remember what even went down.
I'm screaming.
So I've only got a couple points, but let's discuss COVID, okay? Shout out the vaccine.
Shout out the booster. That's what I'm saying.
Lizzie's happy with the booster. Me, I didn't get anything. And I'm telling you, this virus, it really got my ass.
Sam, it's no joke, you know.
It really got it. Both cheeks.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Both cheeks, you know.
Both cheeks. Like,
slap it on them.
I was hot. I was cold. I was everything in between. I literally turned around to my friend in the middle of the night and I sent her my PIN code for my phone and I said, and a list of people, and I said, if I don't make it, message these people, get into my phone and take everything you need.
Take everything,
like,
man.
I honestly was disintegrating by the second.
Hell.
I thought it was all over, but guess what? Your sis doesn't go down that easy,
come
you know?
Come on, man. Absolutely.
Okay? COVID came for me once, it came for me again. Maybe the third time it will be dangerous.
No, we're not claiming
for
ourselves.
I'm kidding. But yeah, so that was distressing at best.
Mm-hmm.
But we made it out the other end. And that's the main thing.
Glory.
It's kind of morbid, but it did make me think, do you know what? I have to write my will. And I don't mean I don't mean serious assets, because man's only got a fiver. But I mean, like, I got some wavy ass clothes. You know what I mean?
Nah, she's got some wavy ass clothes, like big man thing.
Like, let's be real.
It's serious.
Am I killing it financially right now? Absolutely not,
no,
sir.
Not,
but
not
do
not
I look and smell like money?
Money.
Yeah, man.
Cash money.
I look like I should be in the upper echelons of society.
Upper echelons, you know.
Yeah.
Etch-a-sketch-a-thon.
You're a rock. Anyway, it made me think the amount of people, that have asked for my clothes.
Me included, I can't lie.
There will be a full-on World War III if I don't jot down who's asked for what.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to get my ducks in a row a little bit, just in case.
Sort it out, man.
Yeah, man, you never know. Other than that, the only other point I've got is the new year. Obviously, Christmas happened. I'm not big on Christmas, so I'm not going to talk on that at all.
Mm-hmm.
But New Year was good vibes. Like, Lizzie and I sat down a couple days before.
Yeah.
We hashed out everything.
Everything. Everything was discussed.
Literally, that had happened. And we went into the new year carefree.
Yes.
like actually carefree. Do you know what I mean, Brid?
Yeah, no, it felt so good. Everything was done when it was all said and done.
I literally sat with her the day before on the 30th and I said, Brid, I'm like ready for next year. Like I'm done with this year.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a bad way, just like everything's been tied up. Mm-hmm. Everything's been done. Yes. Everyone's been chased. There are no more action points for me, myself and I for 2021.
Mm.
Now I can just enjoy the last day to the fullest.
Enjoyment.
And roll on 22.
That's it, man. That's the way to go. We tied up them loose ends, Briddy. We made it.
And we had the best New Year's.
Oh, it was fantabulous.
We bloody lived.
We
like,
lived.
It was everything I wanted for this stage in my life.
Yes.
I think we have to remember that, yeah, one day I'm going to do a massive New Year's and one day it's going to be so extra. Mm. Like, you're going to be like, is this even Elaria?
Mm-hmm.
God knows I won't even know. But at this point, I want to go in with good people. Mm. I want to go in with good energy.
Mm.
And it doesn't matter how many people that is or what scenario that is and what situation.
Mm.
As long as I've got that, it's got to be the right New Year at that time for you.
That's it. Key point, the timing.
That's
all it. In good time, brethren.
And I did just that.
Yes,
so I'm gassed. Yeah, man. I'm feeling good. Can you hear it in my voice?
Yeah, I can hear it. She's got a little sparkle in the voice.
If we listen to the last 4 episodes, yeah, man, I was in some hole somewhere.
It's coming down, yeah. No,
but like, we're really on our way up.
No, 100%.
Nothing's changed, but my mindset has.
It's the mindset. Again, key point, mindset. There are loads of key points right now.
I love your key points.
Fam, it's important to recognize.
Bro, your key points are like my shout outs.
I see that.
Shout out key points.
No, shout out key point one time, man. Shout out open key.
But yeah, man, that's pretty much me.
Yes, Briddy.
Take me back 2 weeks and tell me how the hell you got through at your old bloody show.
Bloody hell. How did I get through? Well, I can't remember if we recorded an episode after my birthday, but I had my birthday.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, man.
Your girl turned 25,
you know. Yeah, man.
And, you know, I just had a series of different celebrations, a series of different dinners and brunches with people who mean the most to me. And I'm just so glad that I have my team players. I say this time and time again, my closest circle. I'm just so happy that I have you. And I had the best time. So, yeah, man, adding another new year to my life is always something to be grateful for. And I just wanted to mention it today. What else happened? Little Sims. Let's actually talk about
that. Oh, my God.
Let's talk about that.
Shout out Little Sims.
Shout out Little Sims, because the key point here is, okay, man them, girl them, they them, brethren them, okay? Trust your music taste, because I was so happy to go there on my own, right? But thankfully, one of my team players, shout out to Kira.
Shout out, Kira, man.
She bought the ticket for my birthday. And honestly, when I tell you Little Sims is just an all-round phenomenon, I'm not lying. Brit?
Nah, she's not even lying.
Am I lying?
Little Sims is everything music is about. Like, shout out, not Little Sims, shout out what Little Sims stands for as a person and through her lyrics.
That's it. Honestly.
What do you stand for?
What are you trying? What is the message you're trying to communicate? What change are you trying to make in this world? When I tell you, yeah, my eyes are even closed because I feel it so passionately.
She feels in her soul, man. I see it.
That was one of like the best concerts I've ever been to, like in my life. One, because the diversity.
It's the crowd.
The crowd
tells you a lot. It's like,
fam,
you know when you say to someone, oh, like if you're seeing someone, they're like, you can always tell who that person is by their friends.
Yes.
You can always tell who an artist is by their crowd.
By who
crowd.
Is showing up for her, bro.
In it.
Dude, the diversity. I swear, there was every man, uncle, aunt, young brother, niece, nephew in that room. Of every shade, every race. It was beautiful. And I was like, damn, like, Little Sims really hitting all of y'all?
Literally.
Like, it's actually crazy.
Only some artists can appeal to everyone.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. The fact that she has such a, you know, eclectic audience, I feel, was just beautiful. And like, oh, the whole show. Another thing I think was really key is the fact that she didn't even bring out any like artists.
That part.
Like, that's the key point.
Because do you know what? When you go to a concert these days, everyone's gassed to be like, oh, they're going to bring out this
Yeah,
feature.
Who they bringing out?
How many people can walk away saying this night was the best night of my life? They didn't bring out no one. And she's got features.
That's it.
The point is, people who went there, they went for Little Sims and they didn't need anything else.
Nothing else.
Little Sims's music is enough.
Dude, it's enough. Like, from the tracks to her interludes. Nah, the interludes actually get me, you know, because they're just serious. Like, the words, like, the message, her lyricism. Look, yeah, Little Sims, shout out to you. Two-time, three-time, all the time, because...
all the fucking time. International stardom is literally what I want to see for Little Sims' life. Big, if that's what she wants.
Big man ting. I wish that for her, honestly. That was a huge part of the past few weeks. And then, yeah, like, as you said, I think the fact that we tied up so many loose ends, Briddy, at the end of last year was, like, such a key point in terms of shutting that year down, like walking away from it and being happy walking away, like looking forward to 2022.
Yeah,
you know,
sometimes you're like, yeah, bring on the next year, but not everything is in line. This is the first year where I sat there in my stomach and I went, everything that can be done has been done.
That's it Everything was done in every single respect,
and for both of us, and that's what makes me happy,
honestly.
Because if one of us was sitting there look a little bit out of whack, I would have been sad.
Out of whack,
you know what I'm saying?
No, I feel you, man.
You need to be in whack.
No, honestly, the alignment is still there, Briddy. It's still there. But yeah, man, look, end of 2021, we're looking into 2022 now. The year of greatness is ahead of us,
straight out the gates.
That's it, man. Straight out the gates Briddy. But yeah, man, that was my week, pretty much.
Damn, we done the ting. I feel like we haven't said too much, but I hope you can hear through our energy that shit has just happened.
It's happened.
We've made it happen. Mm. And I thank you, Brid, for getting me over that line at the end of last year.
Mate, I thank you for helping me tie up some pretty tough loose ends, you know.
Yeah, innit?
Honestly,
anyway,
man.
Let's not have a moment.
Yeah, let's not. We're keeping it pushing forward, pushing on.
Okay, tell me, this is the first plug of 22.
Yes.
So it better be good.
Okay.
Who in the hell are you plugging this week that stood out above the rest and we need to shout out?
Okay, do you know what? Yeah, obviously, yeah. December, there's a lot of partying, there's a lot of riffraff going on with Christmas and New Year's, but I drank a lot and I need to put you guys on to what I was drinking, because sis, oh my god, I need you guys, if you lot love rum, yeah, I need to put you guys on to this beautiful rum. It's called Las Olas rum, and god, it is just from the packaging to the flavors to the gold, and then the fact that it's black owned, oh my god, it's a quadruple whammy.
I love that.
It's
man.
Even finished, like, it's basically the most beautiful rum you'll ever taste. It's so rich in terms of the flavor, there's a lot of spices going on, and I feel like it's one like rum that you could happily like just sip on if it was chilled, do you know what I mean?
Just on the rocks. No, that's a good alcohol, that's a good spirit.
What I'm
there
saying.
When you can have it on the rocks,
bam,
that's where it is,
honestly,
man.
Just a little sip little
just a cheeky sample,
just a little sample, yeah. And yeah, Las Olas rum, honestly, Google, purchase it, follow them on Instagram, Las Olas, you will not regret it.
Shout out them, man.
Honestly, man, that's the way to go.
I Bridgie. Love it. What's happening?
What's your plug, man? What is the bit of glory you are sprinkling into the first bread of 2022?
Okay, so I was thinking hard and I thought, I could plug a song that I like, but there weren't really anything that stood out.
Yeah, feel you.
And then I remembered something that I've been waiting to plug, which deserves more than your average week.
I'm trembling.
Not only because this individual is hyper talented, but I would never expect the person who is behind these illustrations to be the person who's behind these illustrations.
Ooh, I love it. Okay, come on, pass on.
So these illustrations are fantastic, and I think they're mostly women, right? They're mostly illustrations of women, and I think a lot of them, like, pertain to anime vibes.
That's the one. Okay, anime, okay.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, for
this
you.
This guy is called Big J Art on Instagram. Yeah, and he's called Big J because he's very tall.
Big up,
my
Big
guy
J.
is tall, my guy is wham. Okay, he's a motherfucking unit, cuz. Okay, you see him down the street and you think he's gonna just knock you out.
I'm screaming.
There and then. Although he's got a very kind face.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't think that he's sitting there on the train sketching these anime women. Like, is so lit and he's so talented and he deserves the fattest shout out in the world. No. So I want you guys to check him out, Big J Art. Mm-hmm. Follow him, subscribe, send him some words of encouragement and share that shit, man.
No, I love this.
I love it. He's so unassuming to be the person behind this. And that's the kind of shit I like because it reminds me that people in life cannot fit in a box.
Yes, man. Fuck the boxes. That's why. What do you mean?
When you're surprised by something, that's always what it tells me. And it fills my heart. Do you know what I mean? You can't look at a, 6'4" black guy and put him in a box and say he's not going to do female anime illustration.
Nah, man. Not on his watch.
Nah, bro. You can do whatever you want in this life. Nah, the more boxes you break out of, the better in my eyes.
That's it, man. Big up Big J one time, you know.
There it is.
Woo! Damn. We sailing into that main topic then.
Yeah, man.
Let's get breaking.
Damn, we're a bit rusty, hey?
Honestly, man. Where the flow gone?
Where the flow really gone? The flow. It's not flowing how it's supposed to be flowing.
It needs the redeem.
But it's all right. We're going to get back to it.
We're getting back to it.
Okay, we're going to get better. Yeah. So, main topic, Bridie.
Yes, Brid.
How are we setting ourselves up for the new year?
Key point there. Setting ourselves up.
Listen, let's actually take a moment to segue.
No, on the phone, I'm ready, bro.
Let's segue to Richard Williams, okay?
Oh,
the other week, I plugged King Richard, the film.
Yes.
Which is about Richard Williams, the father of Serena and Venus Williams. And Lizzie and I, based on how much faith he had in his girls, we call it Richard Williams' belief now.
Yes, honestly. Like, that's the one.
The belief that everyone else will look at you and think is so impossible and you're slightly deluded, but he did it anyway, against all odds.
Yes.
And what was the phrase he said about planning?
Oh, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. Oh, no. That's the line that really gets to me, because I'm just like in the film, I literally just have like the visual of the poster in the like tennis court on the gates. I'm just like, I just have that visual in my mind. So with everything that I'm doing now, it's like I need to plan. Otherwise, I'll probably fail. Yeah. You know?
So that is what we're doing when we say how we setting ourselves up.
100%. We're planning. Preparation.
So let's talk about how we go into the new year, because I know we do our own thing.
Yeah, we do our own thing. You know, a little bit individuality. So the first thing that we tend to do in our new year, Bridie, is we set a category for the new year.
Okay? And what's the point of the category, Bridie?
Now, the category is basically...
And the category is...
Live, Pose.
Shout out Pose, the show. It's great.
Shout out Pose, man. Oh my God, that's such a good throwback. No,
isn't it?
I love that. No, but the category, the point of the category is to have something like a, I don't know, how would you describe it?
A benchmark. That runs through everything you do the entire year.
With every decision, in every circumstance.
You want that word in mind. It's one word.
One word. Now, what I tend to do with my categories is I put them on my phone screen at the beginning of the year, and I keep that like as my lock screen for the whole year. So my category for this year...
Wait a second. What was yours last year?
Last year. Okay, let's do last year. So last year, my category was gratitude. Now, I just thought it's very important to be grateful for everything that, you know, we're blessed with, and the more grateful you are, the more things come to you. But I think in that year, I was grateful for a lot of things, and I think now it's time for me to kick it up a notch.
Yeah, man, I hear that. I hear that. So my category last year was discipline, which I love, and I kind of wanted to take it into this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we can always repeat, like,
absolutely, yes? There's no problem. It's for us to determine at the end of the day.
So I think for me, I wanted discipline to run through everything, because I felt like discipline in routine, discipline in reading, discipline in conducting friendships, whatever it is, that applied to everything. And if I could be disciplined in everything, then I would achieve all of my goals, I guess. So that was my thinking behind that. What are you saying for this year, Bridge?
What am I saying? 2022, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Do you know what? I'm taking yours. I'm sorry. I'm taking discipline.
Discipline's such a good
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. And it is such a good one. I feel like discipline for everything that you mentioned, but I feel like the way how I look at it is also like how much you care about what you actually want to do in this world and what you're trying to achieve.
I hear you.
You know?
Yeah.
Because that will determine like your decisions, you know, it's always a question of like what you want now, but and like what you want most. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah, man, I rate it.
Honestly, good it's luck, a good one. Mate. I'm trying. I'm gonna try good my best. Luck. I'm gonna try my best. What's yours, Briddy? What's the category?
Okay, my category for 2022 is intention.
Ooh, she moving with intent. Calm through.
Yeah, I thought, you know what?
Yes.
I want to make sure this year I'm in the places I want to be. I'm engaging with what I want to do. And I'm doing it with intention. Going to that motive.
Yes.
Did someone make me feel like I had to go and I'm doing it for them?
Big facts, man. These are the questions we step over.
Right. Is the intention for me? Is there a good connect? Yes. Will I have a good time?
Yes.
Do I have the money? What is the intention? Is it going to ensure to the highest degree possible, right, because we can't control everything, that I'm gonna come back from whatever it is and it's going to have lifted me up a little bit more?
Yes, adding to your energy bank. That's what we're trying to do.
I want to do everything with intention. Even moving around the house, I want to have a time plan. Intentionally be like, okay, put my eggs on 10 minutes to boil. What could I be doing in that time? What is my intention for this day? Do I want to be as effective and efficient as possible?
Honestly, Brit,
that's it, man.
That to me is living a life with purpose.
In here?
Purpose.
Purpoise.
No, purpoise.
And you know I love purpose.
Purpointing.
In it.
Pointing in the right direction.
Point it again.
Pointing again.
You're stupid.
No, honestly. No, I love that for you. Intention. Yeah. I feel like ours, like our categories are very much like complementary. They're both going in the same direction.
And you know the thing with us, yeah? We're joined at the hip, but we've got another hip.
There's another one.
And that's where we make decisions which don't align with each other.
It's true.
So yes, we have a category each, but what do you have that I don't have?
Okay, what I have which you don't have? Do you know what is a colour?
She picks a colour of the year.
I pick a colour of the year every single time. This is a colour that I just... that I love. I try to wear as much as I can. And in a way, I try to emulate that colour in a way through my behaviours and my actions and my energy. Now, last year, can you remember my colour of the year?
Yeah, it was yellow.
Yeah, man. Yellow.
Shout out yellow.
Shout out yellow one
Shout
time.
Shout out yellow.
Yellow of the sun. That's what I'm saying.
Banana.
Banana.
Bananas.
All right, banana.
Okay, banana.
Are you done?
That's banana.
Yellow was my colour of the year last year. And you know what? I'm taking it into this year again because I feel like yellow as a colour, there's so many different shades to it. And as I was saying in terms of gratitude being the kind of warm up, I feel like this year with discipline, we're really going to get into the tones of yellow. We're going to start warming some shit up. We're going to be making some shit happen. And I feel like it's a very happy colour. And I'm a very happy person. I'm a very positive, energetic person. So you'll see me around in yellow, big man ting.
And if it did you good last year, why not ride it on?
That's what I'm saying. I'm riding along.
Because it's not like we're leaving everything in last year. You leave the bad things, you take the good things.
That's
and if yellow helped you, bring it along.
Honestly,
pack it in your bag.
I'm carrying it over. Don't worry, Brids.
Check in your luggage.
It's here. It's here.
Yeah, man.
I feel like that's even reflected with like little things. Like I'm, you know, even with like jewellery. I love jewellery and I really am into like gold jewellery right now. I feel like it's a step closer to my yellow, isn't it?
Yeah, man. I hear it. Yellow gold.
Yellow gold.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Briddy, what's your thing? Because you've got something as well, isn't
okay, it? So I don't pick a colour, but I pick a focus.
Focus.
And it's a learning focus.
Okay.
So that means something I set myself and I want to learn more about it because there's a gap in my knowledge. But when I really set it for myself at the beginning of the year, I'm most likely pull through with it because I'm only picking one thing.
Yeah, definitely.
So last year, I wanted to learn more about the trans community. And I think I did a pretty successful job.
You did very well.
The learning
you
continues.
You actually did really well.
I did, didn't I?
You did.
And I shared, you'll see in the podcast, I shared
a
lot.
Yeah, you did.
We did a lot of discussions around LGBT, specifically trans people.
Yes.
So I feel like I did well with that. And you'll hear it in our past episodes. This year, my focus, and I've been trying to have at this for years now. And this year I'm setting it.
It's done.
British Sign Language.
Let's go.
I want to know the basics. I've got 365 days and one quarter
One quarter.
Okay. To just start learning the basics. I think it's so important. I say this all the time, to be able to level and communicate with everyone in society based on their needs.
Yes.
And this is an area in which I can do better.
No, I love that. Yeah. Sign language is a very good one. And again, in terms of being able to communicate with everyone, like, I think that's such a beautiful thing. No,
and it's
that.
Important to me. So I'm really gonna have a good whack at it. 5 minutes a day can change your life.
It can change your life, Bridie. That's it, man. The key is not how long you do it for. The key is how consistent you are with it.
That part.
That
there.
That right there, right?
That part.
That part. She's even pointing. That's part right there.
Say that again.
Honestly, the key is not how long you do it for.
Uh-huh.
The key is how consistent you are with it.
Unlock that door.
No, we're not even at the tip point of the podcast, but I'm throwing tips for y'all.
Unlock that door.
Come on.
I love a key. I love a door and a key.
I am screaming.
Okay, so that's where we're starting. But other than that, Brid, how are you going to smash this year?
Now, do you know what? Let's be real for a second, because this is key, okay? We're going to make it quick. We're going to make it key.
Snappy.
Snappy.
Snip,
one snap. Question. Have you got your routine in place?
That's it.
That is the real question, because I feel like a common mistake, which all of us do, is that we set these goals. It's like, okay, cool. I want to earn this amount of money. I want to travel to this place. I want to achieve X, Y, Z. But then when it comes to it, there's no plan that you
action
put in.
Points.
There's no action points.
Where, and it's not,
there's
it's
nothing done, bruv.
If I'm saying, I want to get a job, what are your daily action points to get there? That's how many
it.
Jobs are you applying for?
That's it.
Boom, boom, boom.
What's your follow-up process?
Bum, bum, bum.
How are you using your network?
Ding, dang, gong. Sing, sang, song. It's true. I love it. Action points
Fam,
to get there. Routine.
It's so true. I don't know why we have been doing this for so long, writing these goals and then just thinking, oh, you know, fate is just going to bring this goal to life.
It's just going to come and knock on your door one day.
Shit don't happen like that. You want something, you go out and get it, brother.
Yes, man.
You go out and get it.
You go and fetch it and you bring it home.
Honestly,
bring it home. It's coming home this year, lads.
It's so important.
It's coming home.
It's so important because, you know, you want to get shit done, but also in terms of increasing your productivity as well and holding yourself accountable for these goals. You don't want to get to the end of this year and be like, shit, I wanted to do X, Y, Z, and then you actually think back to what you did to achieve it, and you didn't do anything.
And it's sweet nothing.
You did nothing.
You know what I put next to my routine point?
Mm-hmm.
Finding balance.
It's the balance.
And the reason I put that is, if I say, boom, I want to go out and I want to learn sign language, I'm just going to download the app now, sit for hours over 3 days, and then give up on it.
No.
But when you break that down into a daily routine, you're making sure that you're finding the times to sit down, relax, enjoy, watch TV.
Yes.
And then also go out, you know, the sign language and find that balance. That's what a routine does too.
That's it, man. That is it.
It breaks it down into manageable
action
points.
Key word, manageable. Because again, I think for you, sign language, for me, it will be driving this year. It's like, okay, cool, I can have the app and download it for 3 hours, but it's about doing it for like 5-10 minutes every day.
Because we just go 100
all
the
time.
Utmost energy. We get burnt out, forget about it, park it and never come back to it.
Yes.
And that's how we don't achieve our shit, man. Mm-hmm. Discipline.
Discipline. That's what I'm saying. And again, by being honest with yourself and knowing how much you can realistically put in, like day to day, is moving with intent, because you're like, okay, realistically, I can do 5 minutes as opposed to an hour every day.
Mm-hmm.
Routine is going to help you get more done. So make sure you have a good routine alongside the goals that you've set yourself up for this year. And that's on Piriana.
Right. So the thing that stands out to me the most on my list is sticking solidly with my boundaries.
Oh no, she about to finish me with the boundaries.
Let me tell you for why.
Ooh,
let me tell you for why.
No, they put cream on this cake or what?
Bridie.
Brid.
We have spent so much time, setting boundaries, and even longer, sticking to those boundaries. Can I get an amen?
Amen to that. Amen.
Now, if we start taking on new endeavors this year, what tends to happen is, in our reach to obtain those new goals, we let our boundaries slip in order to get that.
They start shifting.
The point is balance. Yes. We can live in a world where we achieve the goal, maintain the boundaries, set new ones, and stay consistent. So that's what I want to do this year. Because last year I found that in order to get my goals, I let my boundaries slip. And now I'm in a point where I'm like, damn, son, I've got to set the same boundaries with the same people because I didn't stay consistent and gave them a window of opening to walk all over my head. And my head, it's already a weird
the
shape.
The head is scattered. Wow.
I'm bimping it and bumping it.
And bumping it again.
Every day. I need it to stay in good form. You know what I mean? So, boundaries.
Boundaries. No, I hear that so much. And you know what I feel? Even something that you said, which can help with setting boundaries, is writing a list of your negotiables and your non-negotiables.
Oh, I love a list.
That's literally like a that's like your manual.
It's like
of how you operate.
Who am I and what am I willing to accept? Yeah. So when someone sends you a text and you're like, damn, I want to respond, but this person's never been too good to me. Look at that list.
Yes, absolutely.
I say, I would never for somebody else. So just maybe because that person has, I don't know, I've got a soft spot for them, doesn't mean I cross the line of my boundaries. Because I will remind you, your boundaries are things that apply to everyone. Family, friends, partners, everyone.
Absolutely.
Not just strangers, not just acquaintances. And that's where we go wrong.
No, big facts. Honestly, that's where we go wrong all the time. Especially when you have a sweet spot for someone, you've known them for so many years, you think that you're over it, but there are still so many things that can cloud your judgment. And it's like, no, like, I have my list of negotiables and non-negotiables. At the end of the day, and I always go back to this from the book that I was reading, Atomic Habits, James Clear. If you don't know it, get to know it.
Shout out
Atomic Habits. In terms of the habits that you actually form, the habits that you form embody your identity, right? Like the habits that you have every single day.
We're the sum total of our habits.
That's it. That is it, genuinely.
If our habit is to be mean or defensive, that is how people would describe us. Exactly. We are the sum total of our habits.
That's it. That is it. So you've got to think about the habits that you implement and who they say you are as a person.
And consistency across the board is key with those habits.
It's very, very
key. We must forgive.
Always.
But we must never forget because we'll be trampled into dust.
Into dust.
Into dust.
Ashes to ashes.
Dust to dust.
Dust to dust.
Shut up, man. Give me the next point.
Look, yeah, the next point that I think is really important. I mean, it kind of ties into the first one, but we need to be proactive. I'm sorry. Why? No, but how can we, how can man be out here thinking that good things are going to come if you're just waiting?
Literally. Where? The only thing that comes to your door if you're waiting is a bailiff.
It's true.
Because you ain't paid your bills.
You ain't paid nothing.
Ever heard of a good person coming to your door? It doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen,
someone's
guys.
Coming to mug you, cuz.
It doesn't happen. If you want something, go out and get it. And if you don't know how to go and get it, think about what you have. Think about your resources. Think about what you do have, what you don't have. Who's in your network? Who you can ask? Look online. There are things out there that can help you achieve what you want to achieve.
There are so many resources these days. So many.
But best believe it ain't going to come if you're sitting on your ass. I'll tell you that now, sis. I'll tell you that now.
I hear that.
It ain't going to happen.
Proactivity is a must this year,
literally,
lads.
Literally, man. We've got to be moving. Like I said, if you lot follow me on socials, I'm trying to eat this year, okay? And I've got fish to go and catch.
Innit?
Do you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
I've got bread to go and eat.
It's the truth, man. There's a lot to achieve, guys.
There's a lot. There is really a lot. But 2022, I feel is going to be a year of greatness. Briddy?
Listen, I go into every year feeling it's going to be great. Do you know what I'm saying? But it's true. Like, set your intentions, guys. And I really want the best for everyone who listens to this.
No, genuinely.
That's why we talk about what we talk about. Because it's how we feel. It's what we believe. But also, if you take one thing out of this that helps you this year, like, for me, that's joyful. So let us know what you're taking away from this.
Definitely.
And let us know anything you want to spread to us that you think is going to help us achieve our goals this year.
Yes,
man.
Honestly, guys, interact with us. Send us stuff on our socials. No Ideas, Just Vibes on Instagram. And let's have a chat. chat, because at the end of the day, we're all trying to grow and rise together. Are we not?
Let's see how we can collaborate and help each other.
Yes. Now, you know that is a mood.
We're here for you.
Big mood.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it, man.
All right, man. I'm going to ask you. It's coming to the end of the first episode of 22. Woo! Hit me with a tip that's going to just fulfill us next week.
Do you know what? Yeah. 2022, I thought, is going to be a great year. So I need to start it off with yours truly. A quote from We The Urban. Shout out.
We The Urban. Oh, we love you lot.
We absolutely love you lot. Day in, day out, these people keep hitting.
Smashing it.
Smashing it every single day.
You speak to my mind.
Honestly, speak to my soul, my mind, my body.
My toes. Yeah, man.
Even my left ear, man.
In it. It's the left ear for me, bro.
The word is hitting.
Hit that shit, man.
So the word that I'm giving to you from We The Urban, so simple. Spend more time with people who enjoy your authentic self. If that is not a word, I don't know what is.
You know what I love about that? Shit then. You know what I love about that?
Go on, Bridie. Land it. Land the plane. Okay.
You said spend more time with people who...
enjoy
your authentic self. Now, saying spend more time with the people that love you, they love the side of you that you show.
Yes.
And often we adapt that based on who our audience
is. Absolutely, it's all show face, man.
But that's what it's about. Loads of people could love you based on who they think you are. But it's the people you want to spend time with.
Honestly.
Who know your authentic self.
Who know and love it, yes.
And we know that we don't show our authentic self to everybody.
No, not at all. You keep that shit safe, you know.
I'm loving it. Shout out McDonald's. Shout out, bro.
I could do with a McFlurry.
Yeah, man.
Honest to God.
Yeah.
That quote, I just feel is... And the key point which you highlighted there, it is your authentic self. One, because I feel like there is so much liberation.
Key word, liberacion.
Liberaciones. In being your authentic self, like you feel free as a person and, you know, you're coming into your own. And then to be around people who encourage that, you know.
There's nothing better. There's no truer love.
That's true love,
than people who push you as you are and as you want to be.
That's it. True.
Damn, son.
True love.
Ah! Shout out Wiz
one time, man. Oh, that is my tip for this week. Go forth. Authentic self, that is who we're putting forward.
Let it run.
Okay, that's who we're putting forward.
Let it frolic.
Bridie, round us up, man. Wrap this.
Okay, I want to remind you guys that not just this year, but every year in this life, there is no motherfucking glass ceiling.
No. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Amen.
And this is my quote to back that shit up. If you learn to read books, you can be smart. If you learn to read yourself, you can be anything.
Oh, no. My left shoulder dropped.
That's finished. The left side.
It's the left side today.
Guys, you can be anything you motherfucking want to be. Do you understand?
Say that again.
And the only way you're going to do it is if you motherfucking go out and get it.
Yes.
Keyword proactivity.
Proactivity.
Keyword going out and getting what your authentic self wants.
Fam, you see the synergy.
Nah, man, it's shut down.
It's shut down.
We're hitting that shit, bruv.
We are slapping that tenfold, bruv.
You're right. We're actually too gassed for life, but we want to gas you guys up.
It's making sense, man.
I love you lot, yeah. Thank you for listening. I hope your 2021 was wrapped up. If not, you can still wrap things up now.
Yes.
And go forth straight out the gates. It is already a week in by the time this airs, and I want to know what you've done.
Yes.
Most people are sitting, resting on their laurels, taking some hungover days until work starts. Be the person that makes the use of the 7 days, because then you're already 7 days ahead of everybody else. Do you understand?
It's really that part.
Understand?
Be ahead of the game. You see your brethren, yeah, chilling. I want to see you proactive. I want to see you in your routine, strong, firm in your boundaries, and knowing what you want and knowing exactly how the fuck you gonna get there.
The rules of the game are made by you.
That's it. Understand? Man. Get to fucking writing.
All right, guys. I think we gotta leave it there. Otherwise, we will go on. Bro, I love you.
Good episode, man. Great episode.
Big up everyone listening, man. And we'll catch you next week.
Honestly, guys. Big love. It's been your girl, Lizzie.
And it's hilarious.
We out.
bitch.